So Lord Narayan looking this way, not looking at all. No. Not looking. Always saying, Krishna, 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 hey Krishna, shedding tears, crying, crying, crying. In this ecstatic mood, always. Mahaprabhu. Then Swati Mata offered bhog to the deities there, Ram, Krishna, Narayan. You understand? Bring that bhog thali, plate, placed before Lord Narayan. And Swati Mata sat down, he'll eat. Gharar bhitar dekhe Lakshmipati vrata. Vishnu Priya was inside the house. She was just observing everything she was seeing. Mahaprabhu was always so much ecstatic. Krishna, 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 crying, crying, shedding tears. Sometimes followers coming and reporting. So many personages are there in Nadia. Yes. They are trying to obstruct your Sankirtan. Then hearing this, sometimes Mahaprabhu, like Chaitanya Singha, like a lion, roaring, roaring, I'll kill them. Roar like a lion and kill them. Roaring like Chaitanya Singha, it's Chaitanya Singha, roaring like a lion. Swati Mata couldn't understand anything. What is that? What had happened to Nimai? And she was telling Vishnu Priya, go, sit with him, go, sit with him. Lakshmi ke dekhiya khane mari bar jaye. And Vishnu Priya is coming to sit. Mahaprabhu was going to beat him. Get out! Beat her. Yes, Mahaprabhu was going to beat her. Yes. Drive her out. Get out. Because he's completely forgetful of his existence. Bahirvasasunya. Therefore going to beat. When coming to senses, he felt ashamed. Please excuse. Please excuse. Then begging excuse. One day, Swati Mata and Gaura Sundar sitting in the room and talking among themselves. And Vishnu Priya standing just behind the door. Just behind the door, standing there and hearing everything. Swati Mata said, I saw a dream that night, last night. We have these deities, Ram and Krishna, in our house. I saw you and Nityananda, both of them are playing with those deities. Yes, playing with those deities. And you are also eating, snatching morsel of food from your mouth, Nityananda. So snatching and you are snatching some morsel of food from Nityananda's mouth. You are doing this thing and sometimes, sir, you are also fighting among yourselves, saying, varieties of play, so many varieties of play, you are engaged. I saw this dream. Gaura Sundar said, Mother, this is very, very nice, auspicious dream. Don't tell anybody, don't tell. Silent, don't tell. Don't tell this thing. Silent. Mahaprabhu said, don't tell anybody. Keep it in yourself. Don't tell anybody. Yes. Directly. Ram and Krishna have arrived in our, appeared in our house. Gaura Sundar said, yes, for many days I was observing. Gaura Sundar says, I was observing. Who was eating all the bhoga apart? Who was eating? Do you understand my name? was dying. I was observing. What the Bhoga? We are offering. So, who was eating? I couldn't understand. I had doubt your daughter-in-law would be eating it. I had that doubt. She would be eating everything. I had that doubt, but that doubt is clear today. The Ramakrishna, she would be eating everything. I had that doubt, but that doubt is clear today. The Ramakrishna are eating everything. That doubt was clear. But I had that doubt, your daughter-in-law would be eating everything. So this is fun. Sandhya Uruchila. Satyamata said, oh, my dear boy, don't say like that. Don't say like that. Why are you saying that my daughter-in-law is eating? Don't say like that. No. Vishnupriya was hearing everything and laughing. He laughed. Ekadine nija grahe prabhu vishwambara vasyase lakmi sange paramasundara jogaya tambula lakmi paramaharase prabhu ranande na janai rati vise. One day, both Lord Narayana and Vishnupriya sitting together in the room with Lakmi sitting with Narayana. So beautiful, nice, transcendental, beautiful. And Lakmi, with pleasure, offering some betel nut, tambu. Yes, tambu, understand? And Prabhu was very happy. They were completely forgetful of day and night. Such transcendental happiness. Jakhan thaka yalakhi sani swamara satya chita anandarista. When Vishnupriya was with Vishwambara, Sati Mata was very pleased, happy. So Vrindavana Thakur, giving this, all this description in Chaitanya Bhagavata, this is Nitya Vilas, eternal pastime of Lakshmi Narayana, Gauri Narayana, in Navadvipa, in Navadvip Dham. This eternal pastime is going on of Lakshmi Narayana. Do you understand? Yes. Janani Vatsala Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Matru Vatsala, very affectionate. His mother, Matru Bhakta, the devotee, mother, always prepared to give happiness to his mother. Therefore, mother will be happy. Therefore, sometimes he allows Vishnupriya to sit with him, to give happiness to his mother. Mayer Chitter Sukha Thakur, Janiya Lakshmi Rasangate Puri Thakyan Vasya. For this purpose, sometimes she allowed Vishnupriya to sit with him. Mother will be happy. There was a dramatic performance in the Chandrasekhar Bhavan, and Mahaprabhu played the role of Lakshmi, isn't it? Mahaprabhu played the role of Lakshmi. So to see that drama, both Sati Mata and Vishnupriya went there to see that drama. Thai chalile na nijab abhus hoite. Then Mahaprabhu thought of take up sannyas after that. So in that description, Vrindavana Das Thakur gives, he has never mentioned the name of Lakshmi Vishnupriya. No more mentioned. You understand? Up to this point, he mentioned the name of Vishnupriya. Then after that, no more mention of Vishnupriya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami has not given such elaborate description because Vrindavana Das Thakur has given it. So he didn't repeat it very precisely. Sankhet. Yes. All right, then I'll speak. Moriya. Timore chando kopale noyono khanjono macho. Maheri mo chando kopale. Arona heri mo chando kopale noyono khanjono macho. Arona आरंभ श्री श्रीनिवास आचार्य जोड़े मैं लास्ट इंग्लिश Sannyas. Asa. The day Mahaprabhu leave home to take up sannyas. That night he gave some instruction, Tattva Upadesh, to Vishnupriya. So in Chaitanya Mangal, Lachan Das Thakur has written it. Jagate jeteka dekham ichha kari sabu lekha, satya ka sabi bhagavan. Mahaprabhu said to Vishnupriya, in this material world everything is mithya, false. Only truth is Bhagavan. Satya ar Vaishnav, tabine jateka sab mithya kari. Bhagavan is satya, is truth, Vaishnava, truth. Except this, everything mithya, false. Understand this instruction. Husband, wife, son, daughter, friend, family member, kith and kin, these are all material relations, mithya, false. Ultimately, nobody is there. Without the lotus feet of Krishna, we understand nothing is there. Lotus feet of Krishna is the only destination, is everything for us. Krishna is the husband of everybody, Savaipati. Krishna is the husband of everybody. Nobody understands this thing in this material world. Your name is Vishnupriya. Your name is Vishnupriya. That means very dear to Lord Vishnu. Therefore, engage yourself in Vishnu bhajan and justify your name. Don't lament, don't cry, don't be aggrieved. I tell you this truth. Completely absorb your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then Vishnupriya said, you are Ishwara. You are Ishwara, you are Lord, please remove your Maya from me. Understand me? Then I will be glad. Her heart filled with all joyfulness, Mahaprabhu showed him 400 form. Showed her 400 form. Understand? So Vishnupriya, 400 form. Vishnupriya, I'm amazed to see this. But she was always thinking, oh, he's my husband. It was not born. Husband, he's my husband. Then Vishnupriya paid obeisance to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Then I have one prayer. I told lotus feet, I am most degraded, most fallen, most unfortunate. I have taken birth in this sansar, in this material world, but you are my only husband, very dear husband. I am your maid servant. I was engaged in service of lotus feet. What bad fortune came to me that you are leaving me? I am losing this invaluable asset now. Then Gaura Sundar said, Vishnupriya, Suna Devi Vishnupriya, Etar Kahilohya, Jokhane Jetumi Mone Koro, Ami Jatha Tatha Jai, Asoy Kumar Thai, Satya Satya Kahilam Dura. Then Mahaprabhu confessed, all right, Vishnupriya, I tell this thing from the core of my heart. Whenever you think of me, where I may be somewhere, anywhere. But whenever you think of me, I am with you. I am with you. This is truth. Three times I said, this is truth I told you. Truth I told you. Truth I told you. Understand? Then Vishnupriya said, Krishna Ajnavani Suni Vishnupriya Mane Bhuni. Svatantra Ishwara, Tumi Prabhu, Nija Sukhe Karakaj, Keji Vetaha Devat, Pratyuttara Nandi Lakatabhu. Hearing this, Vishnupriya say, you are Svatantra Ishwara. You are Swatantra, independent, Ishvara, supremely independent. You act according to your own happiness, own pleasure. According to own pleasure you act. Who can create any obstruction to it? Who can create an obstruction to it? He acts according to own pleasure, Baba. Completely surrender unto him. Understand? Yes, let him act on pleasure. Saying this, she said nothing. Kept herself mum. Understand? Then at dead of night, Vishnu Priyas had sound sleep, a deep sleep. Mahaprabhu very quietly left the room, the cot, the bed. Then went to the door of Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata was sleeping. Paid obeisances at the doorstep. Sachi Mata. Then he manifested some opulence there. Do you understand? Transcendental opulence, as if talking to Sachi Mata. Do you understand? But Sachi Mata was sleeping, but talking to Sachi Mata. Understand me? Yes. Manifested something. Sachi Mata became enchanted. Then left the house. Swam across the Ganga. Went to the other side to Katraya, to Kesav Bharati. So had the just dawn, this at 4 a.m. Early in the morning, Vishnu Priya, Sachi Mata got up. What happened then? Vasugosa Thakur has mentioned it. Vasugosa Thakur. When Vishnu Priya got up at 4 a.m. She just stretched her hand just to feel if Mahaprabhu is there, but she found this empty bed. Mahaprabhu is not there. Sunya khate jila hata vajra padila matha vidhi mare hoila vidambana. And as if a thunderbolt fell on it, on her head. She felt like that. Vidhi. I am such ill-fated, bad fortune came to me. Karuna kariya, karunya kariya kande, kesava asana hi bande, sachira mandira kaathe gala. Then cried, piteously crying. All hairs were scattered, not taking care. Went to the doorstep of Sachi Mata's house. Intolerable this separation, pangs of separation, intolerable, crying, piteously crying, Vishnu Priya piteously crying. Lotandas Thakur giving description in Chaitanya Mangala. Vishnu Priya kandanate prithivi vidare, pasupakhi lotakur vipasana dhure, papistha sarira mo prana nahi jai, lumite lotaya devi kore hai hai. Hearing the piteous cry of Vishnu Priya, the mother earth is cracking. Pashu, pakhi, bas, beast, creepers, trees, they are crying. Even block of stone is melting. Vishnu Priya says, Papista, I'm most sinful. The life is not getting out from this body. I'm most sinful. Prana nahi jaye. Crying, saying like this, rolling on the ground. She was rolling on the ground. Hi, alas, 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 what happened? Rolling on the ground. Viraha nala swasva heo nivara adhar sukaya pampa hai kala. The viraha nala, this separation is like intense heat, fire. Do you understand? So breathing heavily. So, what say? Breathing very hot breath. Hot breath coming out, mouth is drying up, whole body is shivering, do you understand? That is what description says the Mangal. How Vishnu Priya spent her days after that. In Bhakti Ratnakara, Ghanashyam Chakrabarti has given a description. Prabhura vichyade nidra tejila netrete kodachintra hela swayana bhumite kanaka jini anga seyati malin krishna chaturdashija sarira prayakin. Such acute pain of separation, intolerable, no sleep. Sleep, she gave up sleep. There is no sleep at all. No sleep comes to the eyes. If by chance some little sleep comes, lies rolls the ground. Bhumite sayam, sleeps on ground. Her body is like that of golden hue. You understand? But rolling on the ground, it's all dirty. The golden body is all dirty. Marine. It is like the moon declines during the dark fortnight, day by day. Similarly, declining her body. Harinam sankhyapurna tandula kare, se tandula pakakari prabhure arpaye. Tahar kinchin matra kore bhakhyo, kehon adhane kere rakhoye jivan. Bhakti Ratnakara, this description. Always chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
We are counting this Harinam with our chanting beads. She was counting this Harinam with the grains of rice. One earthen pot filled with rice, one empty, one mouth. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Puts one rice, one grain of rice. Then Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Puts one grain of rice. In this way, she was chanting from early in the morning, dawn to dusk. That rice, whatever accumulated, she cooks, whatever rice, how much? This much. How much? Ram Vijay Prabhu, such penance, austerity. Can you? Absorb such. She cooks that amount of rice. Such amount of rice. She offers to Mahaprabhu. And little, one, two grains, just accepted. Out of that. Nobody knows how she is surviving. How she is surviving, nobody knows. Such. It mentioned Bhakti Rata. Kevana Rana Kena Rakhoye Jivan. In Murari Gupta, Karcha, Murari Gupta is written. In Karcha, is written that Prakasa Rupena Nija Priyaya Samipama Sadhya Nijanghi Murtim Vidhayata Sanstita Yesa Krishna Salakhi Rupa Chani Savita Prabhu Prakasa Rupena Nijanghi Murtim Vidhaya. It was written, Dari Gupta has written in his Karcha, Vishnu Priya makes the murti of Gaur Narayan as she wants to see. Understand me? My language, she makes such murti as she wants to. Samipa Mahasadya Nija Priyaya. Mahaprabhu had told that thing to her, queen. Mahaprabhu was with him. Sita is a Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, He is Krishna. Do you understand? Pointing out one murti, say, He is Krishna. Sita is a Krishna. Krishna is there. Salakhi Rupatam Salakha Prabhu. According to Mahaprabhu's these words, Vishnu Priya is Lakshmi and Mahaprabhu is Krishna. In that way, Vishnu Priya was offering worship. Understand me? This is Murari Gupta has written in this Karcha. She was offering worship every day daily in this way. So when Mahaprabhu left home, Ishan Thakur, servant Ishan Thakur, took care of Saraswati Mata and Vishnupriya. She took care, he took care of. He wasn't getting taken care of. Vanshivadan Thakur is very dear to Mahaprabhu. He was always staying with them, Vishnupriya and Saraswati Mata, Vanshivadan Thakur. And he had gotten so much Krupa, mercy of Saraswati Mata and Vishnupriya, especially Vishnupriya Thakur. Vanshivadan Thakur has written one song. This is Viraha Sangita. What do you say? Song of Separation. Arana Heribo Utanda Kopale Noyana Khanjana Nacha. This is the beginning line. Arana Heribo Utanda Kopale Noyana Khanjana Nacha. I want to see that. Then when Srinivasa Acharya came to Mayapur, this Ishan Thakur at that time was old man. He took Srinivas Acharya to Vishnupriya and introduced him with Vishnupriya. And Vaishyavadananda Thakur had also showered his mercy on Srinivas Acharya. So Vishnupriya Thakurani, first I said, he is Bhushakti, Surukani. So to this auspicious day, holy appearance day, today, on this day, we offer prayer at the lotus feet of Vishnupriya Thakurani. Let her shower her mercy on us, that will develop Gaura Bhakti and Krishna Bhakti, make our life successful. Vishnupriya Thakurani ki
jai,
Gaur Narayan ki
jai,
Gaur Vishnupriya ki
jai,
समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की
जय,
गौर प्रेमानंदी।
The in Yogapit one is worship as Gaur Narayan.
Worship as by Vishnupriya.
Even there is no peacock feather.
No, there is no peacock.
He said the Gauranga Nagras they put on.
Gauranga Nagras.
So we have become Gauranga Nagari.